This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
If you've ever thought about keeping fish, this is a man that will tell you everything that you need to know so that it is really a fun and a simple hobby that you can have in the backyard. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, how did you get started in keeping fish in the backyard?
Well, it actually started with turtles, believe it or not. I was growing up in Medford Lakes, New Jersey, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. And in 1982, my dad came home from work one day and said we were moving to the flat, barren cornfields of Wheaton, Illinois. And as you can imagine, as a fifth grade student, I was not too excited to leave my lakefront home. But he promised me that I could bring 11 of my favorite pet turtles with me to my new home in Wheaton. And the second day I was living there, I went in the backyard and started digging my pond out. Back in the day, before the internet, I went to the library, did a lot of research, and every book that was written on water features was done over in Europe. And they said, if you wanted to make your pond real strong, make it out of concrete. Well, in Zone 5 Chicago, concrete cracks in the wintertime. So my first pond leaked, turned green, and even my prize turtles that I had hauled halfway across the country started to migrate away. And that was the beginning of my odyssey as a water garden builder, because it did not dissuade me from my passion. And I spent the next 7 years ripping out and rebuilding my water feature, MacGyvering up my own skimmer filter systems, and making a water feature that was actually quite beautiful at the time. So that was how I got my start as a hobbyist.
How easy is it for the homeowner to have a backyard pond?
Well, fortunately, since the day that I started, technology's advanced a lot. There's a lot of the filter systems that I designed out of garbage cans and cattle troughs are now professionally molded, and you've purchased at any garden center or from your landscaper. And so the enjoyment of keeping a water feature is vastly improved, because a lot of the work has been minimalized by the filtration systems and the construction methodologies that have been developed a lot with my company since I started my business.
Now, for the average person, they want to sit in the backyard near a deck, a porch, or a patio,
yes,
and enjoy their spring, summer, and fall.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend for them to get started?
Well, you know, unfortunately, even though advancing technology has happened a lot, there's a lot of still misinformation about water features out there. First thing is that everybody wants a beautiful water feature. A beautiful water feature that's low maintenance, is easy to maintain. And one of the ways to do that is to create an ecosystem with your water feature. That is where the plants and the fish and the filtration systems, they all work together. And there's five parts of a beautiful pond recipe when it comes to a decorative water feature that would support fish. Now, you know, a lot of times people don't, you know, get some fountainscapes, and there's also pondless waterfalls that are very popular. But I enjoy the hobby. I am the pond guy, after all. I'm not the pondless waterfall guy. But there's five parts of a beautiful pond ecosystem. And the first part is rocks and gravel, that you would cover the entire liner dinner with. That would be, that's where your bacteria colonies would harbor. Fish and plants. Those are the next two parts. Then you get into your filtration systems. You need a mechanical filter to handle surface debris, and you need a biological filter, which is your other part of your filter system, to handle a more bacteria colonizing it. And the last part is your pump and your plumbing, your circulatory system. If you put those five parts together, your rocks and gravel, plants and fish, your filtration, your mechanical, as well as your biological, and also the filtration, or the pump and the plumbing, you could design a beautiful low-maintenance water feature that is actually less maintenance than the same area planted in grass.
Now, what would you use for a liner? Now, you must have a specific liner that you make.
Well, there really is the best liner, which is out there, especially for backyard ponds, is EPDM, which is a roofing material that's actually, there's two manufacturers of it in the entire country. And what it is it's a very thick rubber, 45 mil thick rubber material that is very flexible, and you could actually, it will contour to the shape that you design your pond. It's much easier to install than a preform tub, believe it or not, because a preform, you have to get everything exactly right before you set it in. And it's got a 20-year manufacturer's warranty, and when you cover it in rocks and gravel and don't let the UV light get to it, it's basically indefinite. So from my very first water feature that I built out of concrete, trying to make it strong, that didn't last one season. For 2 years I tried to fix crack concrete, which you can't do, and eventually I put down an EPDM rubber liner on top of it.
Now, how about exposure? If somebody wants to build a pond, is it important for sun and shade?
You know, once again, there's a lot of misinformation out there. If you have all sun or all shade, those are the two extremes. You can still build a water feature. A little bit of both is fine. Shade your ponds. You're going to definitely need your mechanical filtration, which is basically a skimmer system. The first one that Aquascape created back in 1984 for my pond was made out of a garbage can because of the fact that my pump was always getting clogged up with the leaves falling into it. That sits alongside the edge of your pond. It sucks off the debris that lands into your pond and puts it into a catch basin that you have to empty. So it's like having somebody cut your grass for you and you have to empty it. If it is a full sun pond, you're going to get something like string algae or green water, and that's why you need to use your biological filters to actually harbor your bacteria. And the bacteria will live in your rock and gravel that's in your pond. If you have a bare bottom pond, you add rock and gravel, you'll increase the surface area for bacteria to grow. But as well as a biological filter, like a waterfall filter with filter mats and lava rock or bio balls or some other medium for gravel or for bacteria to grow on. Very similar to an external pump, filter that you would see in an aquarium. One of the myths that people have is that if they build it small, it'll be easier to maintain. The bigger the water feature, the easier to maintain. A 10-gallon aquarium is much harder to maintain than a 100-gallon aquarium is.
Really?
Yeah, because an ecosystem is easier to establish. But when you figure out a way to work with Mother Nature by using those five parts of that beautiful pond recipe that we talked about, building things in balance, you can actually create an ecosystem in your yard that's less maintenance than the same area planted in grass.
Now, the average person, can they do this?
Absolutely. In fact, they do all the time. Unfortunately, the results aren't always good because they're getting mixed information. How deep should you have your pond? I live in Zone 5 Chicago, and my ponds that we build are 2 feet deep, 24 inches, which is plenty deep for fish to live in the wintertime. We will never get more than 8.5 inches of ice in a pond that's in a backyard. People will say, well, hey, I see trucks on the lake fishing. Well, that's because the lake is 100 feet deep. And the reality is that when you have a 2 foot deep or 2 foot deep backyard pond, the earth heats it up, and you'll never get more than 8 or 9 inches, even in Zone 5 Chicago, or maybe 10 inches in Zone 3 Canada.
So if they have a backyard pond, they don't need to buy a pond heater.
Well, yes, you do, because a pond heater or some sort of an aeration system in the wintertime, when you do have a frozen open, any debris that's left in the pond will break down, causing gases that would be, not toxic to the fish. So you always want to have a hole open in your ice, created by a small heater or a bubbler to allow oxygen exchange to get into the water as well as carbon dioxide to exit.
Wonderful. Is there a website that people can go to that would give them all of this information from your company?
Sure. Well, our corporate website is aquascapeinc.com. That's AquascapeInc, aquascapeinc.com. And you could also go to watergardening.com, which is another website that we have. But aquascapeinc.com is our corporate one. Watergardening.com is another one. And you can research and do a lot of the information gathering about water features on there, because, like I said, there's much information out there, but it's not necessarily the correct information, because it might be one person's opinion versus an international company like myself.
And they can find out how many fish that they can put in and what types of plants?
You know, once again, it's an ecosystem. You want to keep it in balance. You should always start and add slowly. But every water feature is different. The construction methodology to build them should be the same so that you can standardize results, but you will have different sun exposures like you just talked about. People feed their fish sometimes. People don't feed their fish sometimes. It's an ecosystem. So if you never want to feed your fish, you put in less fish. If you feed them every day, you put in more. But if you feed them every day, then you're going to make sure that you have to have that filtration proper, because obviously you don't want to have some of the challenges that could be associated with people not properly using their water feature.
So you don't want too much food, have it build up, and that would end up hurting the fish also.
Sure. So information like that, there's forums on online forums that you could ask other gardeners, you know, that have water features. But I would say the most water features that I see out there today are improperly designed, and it's because they miss those five elements. They're not in proper proportion that we talked about with the beautiful pond ecosystem.
And if they go to your website, which is
aquascapeinc.com, you can see the five parts of a beautiful pond recipe and an aquascape ecosystem, how to work with Mother Nature and not against her.
That's it, folks. If you want some help with a fish pond, or you're thinking about putting in a fish pond, this is a website to go to. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about fish ponds to see if we can get you motivated. We know it's the fall season, but you can get started on building that pond right now. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be joining you today. My father has a little bit of laryngitis. He's just about over it, but kind of keep him in bed and keep him resting so he can be good to go for the rest of the season here. So he should be back next week. Don't worry. I'll be here until 10 o'clock answering all your gardening questions. You can give us a call today at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll do everything I can to answer all your gardening questions as normal. So I'll be here. Call in, ask some questions. I'll let you know if I don't know the answer. I'll leave it for my father for next week. And, if not, he'll write it down for me without this voice of his, and maybe I can help out later. So we'll see what happens. But joining you this morning on the 4th of December, it's starting to get cold out there, starting to get that winter feel, even though we're still technically in fall. We're starting to get that December feel, starting to feel like Christmas. It's a good time of year, great time of year, actually. I've been out and enjoying it and selling Christmas trees since the last time we've spoken, which is probably since, I think, May about. I've joined a new team. I'm down at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester. Joined the Mahoney's team as assistant general manager at the Winchester site. So I'm down there now instead of up in Peabody. So come on down, see me. But I'll tell you, do things a little bit different when it comes to Christmas. Saw one of the busiest days I've ever seen yesterday. So there's some Christmas trees going there. They got some pretty cool stuff. Come on down, see me. I'll be there around 11:30, 12 o'clock today. I'm broadcasting up in Maine today, so I got to get down there. Take me about an hour and 15 minutes without breaking any speed records. But go on down, take a trip, and see us. You'll see a lot of different things. There are so many different Christmas trees, so many different styles, so many different looks. But I'm going to a few of the things that, your basic Christmas trees, everybody wonders, which one's which? Which one holds the needles? Which one does this? Well, we can give you a few tips on what the regular trees are. Your first Christmas tree, which is, you know, the one that everybody tends to have. It's balsam fir. That's the one with the very fragrant, smells like Christmas. Every time you get that Christmas smell, you're like, what is that? Well, that's the balsam fir tree. A lot of the times they're sheared, so you're going to have them in a perfect condition, good looking, or you can have them a little bit different. Usually it's a long-lasting color, and again with that fragrance. From there, there's a Fraser fir. The Fraser fir is basically a hybrid of the balsam fir. So the needles are flat and surround the branch, and they're not just on the sides, whereas the balsam was. It's a darker green on some parts of it. One of the things about it is it holds its needles longer. So you're not going to have as much needle drop. Branches are a little bit stiffer, too. So if you got some of those heavy-duty ornaments, those will definitely hold them. It's got a little bit of a fragrance, but it's no balsam fir-type fragrance. Still going to get that Christmassy smell. So, you know, nothing to worry about there. From there, there are a few others that my father's talked about in the past. One of the real nice ones is a noble fir. It's from the West Coast. We get them in at Mahoney's, from Oregon, California area, that type of thing. So, the branches are a little bit flatter. They're spaced apart about 6 inches. It's nice layers. It's nice like a spot for ornaments to hang down on each one. Basically, it will not shed. It's going to have a little bit. You can't guarantee anything in life, and you can't guarantee that there'll be no shed, but it's very less shed. It maintains almost like a greenish-blue color. The needles are curved a little bit, so that's pretty cool. So there's not like a real fragrance to it. It's nothing, you know, nothing crazy, but that's what they make candles for, from what I understand. Another one that's out there you could try is a Nordman fir. Nordman fir kind of looks like a noble fir, but it doesn't really drop its needles at all. It's also a West Coast tree. It can be brought inside. So that one, voted one of the best needle retention trees in Europe, so it's got to be pretty good. So give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Again, if you've been listening, this is not Paul's voice you're hearing. It's his youngest son, Patrick. Paul should be back next week. He's just got a case of laryngitis, so letting him sleep and rest. He's been in, been having him rest for the week. So anybody who's been calling the wreath line, he'll be getting back to you as soon as possible. Just trying to keep him rested, hydrated, keep him away from everything because, speaking, even though it's his livelihood, we can't let him do right now. So, he should be back next week, don't fret. But if you want, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Anything you want to talk about. Hey, we can even talk about sports if you like. I know a little bit about that. So if you don't have any questions about that, we can see what we can do there. We're in December 4th, so we're getting close to Christmas. It's 21 days away, so a lot of people are out there picking their Christmas tree. You don't have to just get a cut Christmas tree. There are different types where you could have, like, a living Christmas tree where you can keep it indoors. They come in different styles. You have a ball and burlap, which instead of being in a pot is just burlap tied together on the bottom of the tree. Those are usually a little bit harder to get inside, or you can get a container. Nowadays, some of them are coming with nice containers, like a nice bright red. So you're not really looking at some dirty burlap instead. So that's on the up and up. Few things to do with that. They say that you can only keep them in the house 7 to 10 days. I err on the side of caution, and usually closer to 7, maybe a little bit less. It really depends on how warm you keep your house. If you got a really warm house, you know, you're keeping it at 80 degrees, I'd say probably a day. Maybe a couple days. But, you know, it's that type of thing. It depends on the heat. Also, it depends on the placement when you bring it in the house. If you're going to keep it near a fireplace or a wood stove or by the heating ducts, you know, it's going to be less time. The heat's going to be pushing at it. You know, what you're really going to focus on is if it's something that you want to plant afterwards, that's where you got to be worried about by pushing all the heat. Because if we start to get some cold weather and it's in a warm house, you know, how do you feel when you go back outside without a jacket on and it's about 4 degrees? That's right, you're going to be a little bit cold. So that's where some of the you know, back and forth comes in. So that's what you want to do is you want to try and bring it the temperature of the tree to no colder than about 25 degrees from inside. So what you're going to do, bring that, you know, maybe into the garage where it's not heated, but it's got a little bit of protection so it's not so cold, and start to adjust it. It's kind of like what you would do in the spring. Bringing your house plants outside, and inside for a couple days. So, you know, kind of take that idea, use a few different things, maybe some LED lights that aren't so hot, that type of thing. Water it daily, do everything you can, and, go from there. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got our first caller on the line, Isaiah, who's up first.
All right, we have John from Maine, and he has a question about his roses.
All right, John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thanks very much for taking my call so early in the morning. I have a row of climbing roses. It's called America. I've had it for a long time. But the past couple of years, it's been putting on some big growth before the winter, and some of the canes are 8 feet tall, and they go straight up. They don't fall over. And I wonder if I should... I've gotten mixed reviews about what I should do with them, but whether I should cut them in the fall or cut them in the spring. I normally cut them all trim them up in the spring, but they're so tall, I wonder if the wind's going to knock them around this winter. Is it too late to cut them down, or should I still wait till spring?
Not necessarily. One of my questions for you is, so when you say straight up and down, when you look at where it comes from, is it coming from the base, or is it coming from another branch that's already starting to come over?
No, they're all coming from the base.
From the base.
Yeah.
Okay. And it just goes straight up. There's no, like, bend into it, or is it? Because sometimes what you would see would be, like, sucker growth. But,
no, these,
you know.
These come from the base, and they go straight up.
Straight up. Well, if they're going up 8 feet, I would be a little bit concerned for the winter.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, see, this is the type of thing. We had a great growing season for parts of... For certain plants, they put on the growth, and some of them, when they got the water, they just shot up, and that's sometimes what roses do. So they could just, you know, push their growth. If it was me and I was, I'm looking more for climbers, something maybe that would weep a little bit, and this isn't doing like everything else, I'd almost try and get rid of some of that.
Kind of about 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah, try and promote the growth in so other ways instead of worrying about this going straight up. Because what could end up happening, this winter is, say we get a big winter, a big snowstorm this year. We get a lot of snow. That could do more damage later. It could rip down to the root. It could actually affect some of the other root systems. You know, the general rule of thumb when it comes to roses, my father's always said, is... cut your roses back when the Red Sox come to Boston to play for real. You know, it's not spring training, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how I've always looked at it. But at this point, when it comes to something like this, I'd say, you know, cut it, get some cut into it, really shape it a little bit better because, you know, if we get a lot of snow this year and the old wise tale that, you know, it's actually with a bee's nest. If the bees' nests are lower to the grounds, we're not getting a lot of snow. If bees' nests are real high up into trees or wherever they are on the eaves of buildings, you're going to get a lot of snow. Well, I saw a bee's nest about 25 feet up into a tree a couple days ago. So I'm a little worried we could get a lot of snow. If you believe in that type of thing or if that actually works. So you never know. So if we get that much snow, you might not even be seeing your roses anyways.
Yeah. Well, that helps a lot.
Yeah, I'd definitely cut it back And then, you know, this spring, if you feel like, hey, maybe I, you know, there's some damage there, you'll probably see right at the tips if it turns brown, that type of thing. You can always cut a little bit more. And just make sure in the spring that when it comes time, when it, the ground is start to moisten a little bit, just hit it with some rose tone from Espoma. Yeah. You know, do your normal thing. Give it a little bit early just to help it out, rejuvenate it, and get it ready for the year.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
All right, John, we thank you for the phone call.
Okay, bye.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I was saying, that the old wives' tale there, if it seems to be true, we might get a lot of snow this year. Not really a bad thing. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, I hate that four-letter word. But, you know, it actually could really be good for us. This drought that we've had this past year, some areas up to 10 inches behind what they normally would, snow is actually going to really help it. Snow will help leach into the ground and really get us back to where we need to be. And from there, that's going to really help us in the next couple of years. This drought conditions really did some damage to trees and shrubs this year. I think I saw more arborvitaes having issues than I ever have. So let's hope for some snow. I know there are some out there that don't want it, but we need it. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, is there anybody on the line?
Looks like he just dropped.
All right. Well, I'll keep talking, keeping everybody awake this morning. A little bit early, but, you know, hey, wake up, learn a little bit about gardening, and let's see what we can do for you. I'll go back a little bit to the living Christmas trees that I was talking about. Couple things, again, just to make sure. I was saying LED lights that are cooler. They give off little to no heat, so that helps keep the living Christmas tree alive longer and doesn't get it to crisp up. One of the things you could do as well to keep the tree door, you could spray some wilt proof or wilt stop. That will keep the moisture in the tree as well. One of the things I would suggest, if it is a lot of people are going towards like blue spruces now, don't spray it if it's a blue spruce. Don't spray wilt stop or wilt proof on there. Blue spruce, sometimes what this will do is it'll actually change the blue to a little bit of a green. So you don't want to do that if it's a blue spruce. But if it's a balsam fir or white pine, Douglas fir, those types of things, or an Alberta spruce, you can spray those for it. So that should be a good. While we're talking a little bit about wilt proof and wilt stop, now, the temperatures are starting to drop. We're just about right at that time. A lot of them will say 40 degrees or warmer. So it is a good time to get out there to do your evergreens to get them ready for winter. Usually these only will last about 90 days. So you're going to be needing to do this again in, let's say, end of February, beginning of March, just to get it through. Hopefully, the temperatures stay the same. Don't really go too low, because that's where they start to get affected with the moisture. But anything you can do this year to help your evergreens that have had issues this past year with the drought, by spraying them with the wilt stop or wilt proof, it's actually going to help prolong them. What it does is it makes a coating over the leaves or branches, and it actually holds the moisture inside. The moisture, can go through the root system, that type of thing. But when the wind is blowing and going back and forth on all these different evergreens, that's what taking moisture is out. Again, I'll say it again. The other thing you would want would be snow to go around your evergreens. You want the ground to stay a constant temperature. You don't want this freeze-thaw effect, freeze-thaw back and forth like we had this past year. It is great to have warm weather during the winter, but at the same time, for your trees and shrubs, they need that temperature change every year. They need to go into their dormancy. They need to have their spring, summer, and fall. They need the four seasons to just continue their growth in the right ways. That's one thing you got to do. The other thing, with the snowfall on there, actually protects some of the trees in the lower parts. Having some going halfway up some of the shrubs is not a bad thing. It keeps them, again, temperature-wise the same. And it helps with not having as much reflection. If there's just a light cover of snow on the ground, that reflection coming back up underneath, like rhododendrons, azaleas can actually burn some of the shrubs. So you want to actually have some of it covered with snow. And that's another reason why you want to have some of this wilt-proof or wilt stuff to hold that moisture and hold it and just protect it for the winter. You've put a pretty good investment into it for this year. I know a lot of people are redoing their gardens and their landscapes. So, you know, give a little bit back to those plants. You spent a good amount of money and protect them. The other thing you can start doing, the ground isn't completely frozen yet. So you should be able to do a little bit of work out there. Get the leaves around some of the stuff if you want to keep them or cleaned out. Depending upon what they are, some people will actually cover certain plants with straw or soil, mulch, that type of thing. And so if you want to talk about some of that, give me a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here to answer all your gardening questions the best I can. My father will be back next week. He's got a little bit of laryngitis, so, you know, it's getting better. But you guys would barely be able to understand him right now, so he asked me to help out. So give us a call, see what we can help you with. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock answering everything. After that, if you want, you can go see me in Mahoney's in Winchester. I'll be down there about 11:30 so we can help out. And if you have any more questions, the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. First, we got Bill from Peterby, Massachusetts. And here's a question about flowers.
Sounds good. Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Being from Peabody for a couple of years, I know where you're coming from. Bill, welcome to the club. How can we help you?
Hi, I got a good question for you. I did a great job, I think, of raking my lawn free of leaves, but I'm on the fence. I left a lot of leaves in my flower beds, and I talked to some people. Some people say it's a nice cushion. It protects them from the a little bed for them for the wintertime, and others say you should be stripping the gardens clean. I'm on the fence. I don't know what to do.
I mean, it's really up to you on what you want to do. If you're leaving them in, like, a perennial garden, is that what it is?
Yes.
Or perennial garden actually will help, but just keep the temperature at that constant base. Did you cut back your perennials at the end of the year?
Yes, I cut everything back. Everything's about an inch or two tall.
Yeah, I mean, that's really going to help it, keep it that same temperature for the winter. You know, if you're nervous, you can always take it out there, but there are people who are going to actually put some salt marsh hay, some leaves around them just like you. It's really, there's no wrong answer here. It's not like, okay, oh, if you do this, this is going to be bad. Gardening's really about trial and error.
It's what I've been doing all along, and it seems to be working, but then I've listened to your show, and I hear you saying how you rake the flower beds clean, so I wasn't sure if I was doing the right thing or not.
No, I mean, it depends on what you do. A lot of people will keep the leaves there without an issue. Some don't want to have that look just in case we get no snow. They want it to look fresh and clean. You know, it's really up to you. That, you know, like I was saying, gardening, it's a trial and error basis. See what works, see what doesn't work. If it works for you, keep on going. I mean, we didn't try and reinvent the wheel when it started to work. So if it works for you,
okay,
you know, keep on going with it. You know what I mean?
It makes sense. I have been doing it, and it has been working. But then I listen to other people, and they say, "Oh, you're doing it all wrong." And it's like, well, let me speak to the guy that knows. So
yeah, I mean, it really depends. Some people just want to have that area clean. They want all the leaves gone. They hate the leaves. They hate this time of year. They just want to get rid of them in bags and never see them until in the spring. And then there's some that, you know that it's going to keep a little bit there. One of the things you just really need to do is just in the spring get rid of them, which I'm sure
you
already do.
I have a nice gentle rake that I do. Once they start popping up through the leaves, I do rake it out nicely.
Yeah, that's exactly what
you need to do. It gives me something to look forward to in the springtime.
Yeah, something that spring's coming. You know you got to start doing that. Get ready for the year and continue from there.
Right.
All right,
okay,
Bill.
Thank you very much, and I hope your father feels better soon.
All right, I really appreciate it. He should be back next week without an issue. Just wanted to give him a little bit more of a rest.
Okay.
All right, and thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, is there anybody else on the line? All right, I'll just continue to talk all day. I could talk until, until the cows come home. Is that still relevant out there? But I'll keep going here. Bunch of different things going on. It's Christmas time, Christmas in the air. You can really just get out there and get ready for the season. I know the temperature is supposed to drop the next few days, so that's really get you into the feeling. But like I was saying, wilt proof should be soon. If you haven't done it already, just remember it's 90 days that it'll last. You might gonna have to do it again in March or maybe February, depending upon when you did it. But it's definitely something to do. From here, one of the things we could talk a little bit about are the poinsettias. That's one of the flowers you see everywhere in December. All the different colors. Your pinks, your whites, your marble, your bright red, your marble red, different types of things. I've started to see them everywhere where people put some glitter on them or they'll paint them a little bit. I saw the other day at the Mahoney's that I work for, I saw a purple one. I saw a blue one. Been spray painting them on there and just giving them a little bit of different color. So it's not something you see everywhere. If poinsettias aren't your thing, there's a couple other things you can try. You could try a Christmas cactus. You could try a cyclamen. You could try a kalanchoe. You could try a bunch of other different ones that are, Christmas styles. If that's not your thing, maybe you want just something a little bit and done. You could try maybe a little boxwood tree that's been built to look like a little Christmas tree, that type of thing. The options are really endless there. But if you have any questions about those or anything else, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll try to do everything we can to help you out.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.